What's up, you guys? This is Ernest. Thank you for joining me with another episode of Ernest with a T. It has been a minute, so thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you guys for joining me. And let's get right into it. It's been a crazy, crazy Black History Month between Kanye's antics, between Kanye's doing Kanye and Kim situation. I'm so sick of seeing that. And I'm also sick of seeing Kiki Wyatt getting pregnant every minute. Like, she's on baby number 11. As you can see, she just announced that. I think that is crazy. I mean, she's only 39, but if she can afford it, she can afford it. But I mean, I don't see how you can bring that much attention to, give that much attention to each and every child. But to each itself. So to each his own. I just think it's crazy. I am so happy, so thrilled that, you know, that we're getting recognized so much in different organizations and different places and putting our stamps on different things as the culture. I recently spoken to somebody from the UK, and I'm so excited about launching my business and furthering my business on different platforms. So I'm excited that people are recognizing my hard work. If you have not heard, I have a business called honestluxstore.com. Make sure you guys check it out. It's honest, L-U-X-E, store.com. Also, like and subscribe to this podcast, Ernest with a T. I always try to give you guys at least some good content, make you guys laugh, brighten up your day, or whatever the case may be. As you guys know, I look at the feedback. We will be bringing Virgil back on some of the shows. Not everyone, but he has been great as well. And also, I cannot wait until you guys hear about the future guests that I have as well. April and my friend Derek and Michelle and so many other people. Thank you guys for all rocking with me. Thank you guys for supporting. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. But today's show, we're going to be talking about first date red flags. Let me tell you guys know that I'm single and I'll always look at red flags quickly. I think, and I wrote down some red flags that I personally think are personal to myself and maybe personal to you guys as well. So these are the first date red flags that you guys should look for. You don't seem to share core values. Why would be with somebody if you guys don't share those values together? I don't get why people are getting together and they don't even share the same values in life. You have conversations throughout the day and then you realize that person is not even what you really want because y'all don't even share the same values. Number two is they don't ask many questions about you, or their questions are too personal. You should not be asking what's your mama's birthday on the first date. And if they ask you, and if they don't ask many questions, that's kind of a red flag as well. Because if they don't really try to get to know you and just trying to keep it surface level, at least get some in depth, but not too. Personal. Get to know the person in front of you and realize that that's who you want. And number three is they're distracted or they're on their phone the whole time. If you're on your phone the whole time, you cannot be with me. That means you are not here for the date. If you are on your phone, if you are looking elsewhere and you're not focused on me, because I'm plenty of eye candy over here. So why can't you be focused on all this candy? I'm like the candy shop. Focus on me. You know what I'm saying? and another one is you feel unsafe or something. If you feel unsafe on the date, get your ass out of there. I want all my people, all my tea sippers, to get your ass out of there if you feel unsafe on a date. Why would you be on a date and you don't feel safe around the person? And if you already know what the stuff they're talking about is not even what you want to be talking about, try to wrap up the date as quickly as possible. They can't seem to remember another thing is they can't seem to remember anything from your previous messages. If you guys have been talking for a week or two and through via phone or text messaging or a dating app, and then they can't remember anything that you guys spoke about, that's a red flag, because that's mean they've been talking to too many people and you have not been engaging enough in the conversation for them to make it memorable. So why be with somebody or why continue talking to somebody And if they can't even remember like the little small things you guys talked about before. So remember that. And they're rude to other people. I watch how if you're rude to the waiter, then that's a red flag for me. Like, I cannot be with somebody that's rude. So hopefully my tea sippers are the same way. If you are rude and always being a nagger to the person that around you, can't even hold the door for a person, you can't say excuse me. Those are the things you look for early on. Why be with somebody if they're rude to somebody? I do not want somebody that is rude to other people. That is a no-go for me. And another red flag on a first date is they try to take control of everything. It is a balance. It is a team effort. It is a partnership. And they try to control every situation. Then that is something that you may not even want to deal with. Try to be with somebody that is not going to be in control. Because if they show you early especially on the first date, and they try to control everything, 9 times out of 10, that's how they're going to be. And if you feel eager to date, for the date to finish, if they feel eager for the date to finish and always say after you've been there, y'all still ordering the appetizers and they say, I got so much to do, I got to go, then why the fuck did you come here? You know what I'm saying? Why come here if you know you already got so much on your plate? Choose another day to at least take an hour or two to focus on the date. Don't be distracted by other things. And another thing, if they're always making negative comments more than the positive comments, more than positive ones, that's a red flag as well. Do not be with somebody who's always negative all the time. I cannot be with somebody who's negative all the time. Who always, every time we talk, there's negative because it's going to bring my energy down. And once you bring my energy down, that's already a no-go. So don't be with somebody that has negative energy. And also, if they're extremely flirtatious with everybody that's around you, I think your first, at least for me, I'm not a jealous person, but if they're flirting with every single person on the first date, they're probably not into you because your focus should be on that person throughout the date. And those are my first date red flags, guys. I had to come up with, like, I told myself, I mean, because, you know, your boy has been out here trying to see what's popping, you know, getting ready for the hot boy summer, trying to get my body right and all that good stuff. But at the same time, you know, trying to explore what's out there. And I wrote down this list because those are some of the things I've dealt with and some of the things I'm pretty sure that you dealt with as well. But if you're dealing with some of those things, just know early on that person may not be for you, and it's always good to just move on from the situation. I think sometimes we get so comfortable with that person or the person that we're with, and we don't realize that it's something that's better out there. Not saying you should, but if you're okay with it, that's you. But if you're like me and you have to read the room while you're there. I always say that, read the person while you're there so you'll know what's good for you and what's not good for you. Because 9 times out of 10, if those are the red flags the first date, that's more than likely how they're going to be. Because communication is key, and if you communicate those things with them and they still act a fool, then move on. So yeah, so like I said, those are my first date red flags. Hopefully you guys will be able to share this podcast with other people. I am so happy that you know, we get to enjoy life. I think we get to enjoy each other. We have to be so transparent in life that we forget to just enjoy the moment of dating, and we get to forget to enjoy the moment of just being comfortable with around somebody. So red flags, make sure you guys look out for these red flags. And anybody who's in the dating world like myself, please reach out. Make sure you email me, earntay84@yahoo.com. Send me some questions. Send me some topics so we can discuss. And if you like to be on the show, definitely reach out as well. And we can converse and we get to know each other a little bit offline and to see if we're able to make it work. You know what I'm saying? So red flags. There you have it. check it out. Make sure you guys follow me on IG. It's Earntay1984 on IG. It's Earntay1984. Also follow my IG for my jewelry line. It's Honest_Lux, HONEST_LUXE. Like and subscribe to this podcast. I have so many other topics that I'm going to be talking about in the future. And it's also going to be with some other people as well. So it's maybe not just me. But thank you guys for following. Thank you guys for joining today. I hope you guys have an amazing week. You know, we only get a few more days in Black History Month. So enjoy that. Turn the fuck up for myself and you and enjoy it. All right. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Love you. Mwah.